one of the commandments of this week's Torah reading, which is called Kedoshim, which means to be holy, is the din, the law of Orla. Orla, which doesn't really have a translation in Spanish or English or whatever language, means that you cannot benefit from the fruits of the first 3 years after you actually planted a new tree. And this doesn't apply only to new trees. Like if you take a tree from one place and you put it in a different place, then the fruits of the first 3 years after transplanting this tree to a new place, you cannot take benefit of them. This is called Orla. Now, there's a law in the Torah that it's called bitul. What does that mean, bitul? It's a Hebrew word which means annulation. Something becomes annulled with other things. For instance, if you mix one thing that is prohibited to take benefit of it, and it's mixed with other things that are actually allowed to take benefit of them, we say, depending on the thing that is being mixed, how prohibited, so to speak, how terrible is the prohibition, depending on that, we're going to say, look, it becomes annulled in the vast majority of permitted things, and therefore you can take benefit of the whole mixture. For instance, there's a law, not in this week's reading, it's a different reading, but whatever case, there's a law that you cannot mix milk and meat. Jews are forbidden to eat any mixture of milk and meat. Now, if you have a whole pot full of meat and a few drops of milk fall into this pot, you should know that if you have 60 parts, that's how it's written, if you have 60 parts of meat against at least one part of milk, you can take benefit of the whole mixture because the milk becomes annulled in the meat. This is called, in Hebrew, bitul. Now, listen to this. If you have a tree that we know it's Orla, somebody planted this tree within 3 years, we cannot benefit from those fruits, but hey, something happened and this tree is amongst other trees that you can effectively take benefit of them. Now we don't know exactly which one is the one, the tree that you cannot take benefit of it, of the fruits, and it got mixed with other trees. We forgot how to sign it, or whatever the case is, it now is mixed. We have one tree that we know the fruits of those tree, of that tree are forbidden, and we have other trees. What do you do with these fruits? Can you take benefit of all the fruits of your field? Because you have one fruit, one tree that has fruit that you cannot take benefit. You cannot take benefit of anything, or maybe you can take benefit of everything. What's the law? So the law is like this. You cannot take benefit of any of the fruits of the whole field, because there's one tree that has fruits that are called Orla. You're going to have to wait for 3 years to take benefit of any of the fruits of the whole field. That's the law. Now, there's a continuation of this. It doesn't stop over here. If for some reason somebody transgressed and picked up all the fruits of the field, including the fruits that we know are forbidden, but we don't know which ones they are, if somebody transgressed and took all the fruits, picked up all the fruits, now you can take benefit of those fruits, even the ones that are forbidden, as long as you have 200 permitted fruits against one fruit that is not permitted. So milk becomes annulled in meat if you have 60 parts of meat against one part of milk. But Orla, which are those fruits that you cannot take benefit of them, becomes annulled when you have 200 fruits permitted against one forbidden fruit. That's the law. Now, one of the most interesting things in Hasidic thought is that not only the Torah, the scriptures give you laws, like this you should do, this you should not do, etc., etc., but you can take teachings out of those laws. Now the question is, if you have a fruit that you cannot pick it up, I just explained, you cannot in first instance go and pick up all the fruits. You have to wait for 3 years because the fruits are forbidden. Now why is it that when you picked it up, you transgressed? Or somebody transgressed, whatever the case is, and you picked it up. Now you can take benefit of it. Wait a second, if you cannot take benefit, you can never take benefit. And if you can take benefit, you can always take benefit. Why is it that in first instance you should not pick them up? If you pick them up, take benefit of it. as long as there are 200 fruits permitted, 200 permitted fruits against one forbidden fruit. Why is it like this? Why is the law like this? So our sages explain a very simple explanation. When something is connected, in this case, a fruit is in the trees, connected to the ground, it does not become annulled. When it's disconnected from the ground, it can become annulled as long as you have 200 permitted fruits against one forbidden fruit. This is the law. In Hebrew, this is called mechubar enebati. That which is connected does not become annulled. This is the law. But again, Hasidic thought doesn't end on the law. Okay, now we understand the new law about orla and the fruits. And what is the rabbi talking about? This is not just a law. This is a teaching. What's the teaching for life? As long as a person is connected to its source, to God, to goodness, to Torah, to true teachings, is not going to become annulled within the rest of the people that do not keep these laws. Because the truth is that majority of human beings do not keep Torah laws. Not the 613 for Jews, not the 7 for non-Jews. Whatever the case is, people behave, you know, not so good, to say it in a nice way. And you can think, I'm a fool, you know? I'm the only one over here behaving properly amongst a whole bunch of people that are not behaving properly. Why should I behave properly? Actually, even worse, with the pass of time, I'm going to learn from these people. And I'm going to start behaving not properly because I live amongst them and they're too many to me. I'm just one against everybody else. The Torah comes and says, hello, about fruits and forbidden fruits, and the rabbi is kind of crazy. What is he talking about? Yeah, the Torah is giving you a teaching, a very profound and important teaching. Mechubar einei batel. If you're connected, you're not going to become annulled. On the contrary, as long as you're connected to God, to goodness, to Torah, to teachings, etc., as long as you're connected, not only you are not going to become annulled, but you're going to influence the people around you. So they will change because they're not connected, so they can become annulled. So you, by being connected to our true God, to our true teachings, you have this power of not being annulled and to influence the power of influencing the people around you.